Om Jnanatimirandasya Gnanjana Salakaya Chakshu Unminitam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Namaha Ukam Karoti Vachalam Bangam Mangayate Gayam Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande Shri Guru Yenata Hare Krishna. I have been asked to speak. Therefore, as we oftentimes recite this verse, Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangam Mangayate Garim, Tat Kripa Tamaham Mande Shigun Dina Taranam. By the mercy of the spiritual master, even a dumb man can speak eloquent words. Should I welcome our distinguished guest, or you will welcome him? Hare Krishna Swavas Prabhu. You want to introduce Swavas Prabhu? Okay, before he speaks. You're going to speak.
No.
She already spoke.
But if I move down, I have to move the microphone too. This room. So, His Holiness Prahladananda Maharaj was speaking about mission of Lord Chaitanya. I believe that was mentioned this morning. I was reading the first verse of Sikshastaka, which very nicely describes the mission of Lord Chaitanya. We all know this verse. Most devotees recite it every morning. And it is explained that in this verse, Lord Chaitanya describes the seven benefits and effects which result of chanting the holy name of the Lord. Cheto Dapana Majana. Cheta means the heart, and Dharpana means the mirror. And the Cheto Dharpana Majana. Majana means to clean. So one effect is that there is the cleaning of the mirror of the heart. Just like it is described that on a mirror, sometimes particles of dust will accumulate on a mirror. And the result of the appearance of these dust particles is very difficult to see oneself in the mirror. So these particles of dust are compared to be like different anartas within the heart that need to be cleaned. Just like the cleansing of the mirror, you wipe away the particles of dust and gradually you can see the reflection. The same way one has to clean the particles of dust within the heart. Lord Chaitanya says that this Sankirtan movement will cleanse these particles of dust. As we said, these particles are compared to be like anartas, unwanted things within the heart. To discuss the subject matter of anartas is a very broad subject matter, and it is beyond the scope of today's presentation to describe all the different types of anartas that exist within the heart. They're quite plentiful. But the anartas categorically are described as, first is described as weakness of the heart, Hridaya Dal Bhavyam. And this weakness of heart is broken down into different categories. One is called kutinati, or duplicitousness, or fault finding. Then there's patishta, the desire for getting respect. Also, it's described the awakening of the attachment to those things which have no relationship with Krishna. This is also another type of weakness of heart. Maharaj was also describing that in his talk when he was explaining that our conditioned state in material life is we are so much attached to this world without being conscious or aware of the existence of a superior realm, superior world. So these are different types of anarthas that are there within the heart. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta gives a elaboration upon this in the Tiskori of the Gundicha Majanam. Just like there's the Cheto Dharpana Majanam, there's also the Gundicha Majanam, which is the cleansing of the Gundicha temple. And when Lord Chaitanya went into the Gundicha temple and he began cleaning all the dirt within the temple, and all of his associates were accompanying him, they were also cleaning. And Lord Chaitanya was getting out such large quantities of dirt, stacking it up outside. And just Lord Chaitanya, by his own efforts alone, he stocked up a pile of dirt which even surpassed the collective effort of all the other devotees who were cleaning the temple. And then after cleaning the temple once, then he told everybody, now go in and clean again. But this time, clean the finer particles of dust. First is the gross, then there's the finer particles. And these finer particles of dust, would you compare it to like these different types of anarthas that need to be cleansed from the mirror of the heart? Jiva hingsa, envy of living beings. This is another type of anartha. Nishadachara, which means the neglect of the scriptures, minimizing the scriptures, and to neglect the injunctions of the scriptures, thinking them to be irrelevant or unimportant. Puja, the desire for worship. Pratishta, the desire to be respected. All these things are there, but they're subtle. If we're to look within our own hearts carefully and honestly, because sometimes it takes an honest attempt to look into our own hearts. Usually the tendency is we try to look into everybody else's except our own, out of fear that what we may find may require some heavy cleansing, purification, which also can be sometimes a little painful, especially depending upon how deeply rooted these attachments are there within the heart. When something is deeply rooted, it's a little painful to remove it. It's like if you get a thorn and it's deep. Just before coming here, I got a splinter in my foot in Hartford. It was very deep. Tried to get it out. I couldn't get it. So and going in to get it was very painful. I finally just said, someone said, just it's okay, just leave it there. It'll find its way out. And I said, that sounds like a good idea. So I just left it. Be nice if our anarthas could come out as easily as that. Just leave it and eventually it'll find its way out. But Lord Chaitanya says that if we chant the holy name of the Lord, then that's one of the byproducts that will come, is that these anarthas will gradually be cleaned away and we won't have to take them away. Krishna will take them away. Shrinvatas Fakata Krishna Punya Shava Nakirtana Tridantisto Hyabhadani Vidanati Sayatsata. And Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the super soul within the heart of the living being. He cleanses desires for material enjoyment within the heart of that person who develops the urge to hear his messages, which are themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. Krishna, he cleans. The cleansing process is, he removes. Because Krishna and his name, they are non-different. Naman Chintamani Krishna's Chaitanya, Rasa Vigraha, Puna Shuddho, Nityamukto, Vinatma Nama Namino. This verse, Srila Prabhupada oftentimes would quote, explains how the holy name is non-different from Krishna. So, Krishna in the form of His holy name. He cleanses. Cheto Dharpana Majana. Cleanses the heart. Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapna. Bhava means material existence. And Mahadavagni means the blazing fire. Nirvapanam extinguishes the blazing fire of material existence. This is another effect of chanting of the holy name of the Lord. This material world is compared to be like a blazing forest fire. And as we know, to put out a blazing forest fire, it requires huge quantities of rain. So the holy name of the Lord is just like this huge quantities of rain which comes down to put out the blazing fire of material existence. This is another byproduct of chanting. Shreya Kairaiva Chandrika Vitaranam. Shreya means good fortune. And Kairaiva is a white lotus. Shreya Kairaiva Chandrika means moonlight, Vitaranam, spreading. And the example is given that just like the white lotus blossoms when it is touched by the moonlight. Right? When that moonlight of the holy name of the Lord, actually we come in contact with the moonlight of the holy name of the Lord, and what does it do? It blossoms all auspiciousness within the heart of the sincere chanter. Everything auspicious manifests within his heart. Right? Simply by becoming in contact with the moonlight, Chandrika, which is compared to be like the holy name. This is an actual occurrence that takes place when the moonlight touches the white lotus. Right? Some flowers will open up from the effects of the sun, and some flowers open up by the effects of the moon. And the white lotus opens when the moonlight touches it. So in the same way, our hearts open to the word of Shreya, auspiciousness. Another word for good fortune is auspiciousness, is actually is described. One's life becomes completely auspicious. Everything that is auspicious. Rupa Goswami describes in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that something is accepted to be auspicious if it produces four effects. One is that it can benefit everyone. It can attract everyone. It produces good qualities. And it bestows a superior form of happiness. So it's described, something is considered to be auspicious when these four effects manifest. Right? The holy name of the Lord, because it's non-different than Krishna, can attract everyone. Because Krishna is all attractive. And everyone can benefit. Prabhupada used to give the example, just like if a child touches fire. Right? The fire does not discriminate. A child touches fire, the fire will burn. Doesn't make any difference. Old person, young person. The fire will not discriminate. In the same way, if one comes in contact with Krishna in the form of His holy name, it will act. It will act. Somehow it will act, simply by coming in contact. So in the same way, Shreya Karava Chandrika Vitaranam. In the same way that this anyone who comes in contact with the holy name of the Lord, then immediately auspiciousness can be produced. And as we said, auspiciousness means that everyone can be attracted and everyone can be benefited. And it also means it bestows good qualities. Prabhupada would oftentimes say, he said, if Krishna is immoral, how is it that by chanting Krishna's name, one becomes completely purified? Right? Sometimes people say that Krishna is an immoral person because he is meeting in the dead of night with others' wives. Right? They cannot understand. For them, bhakti is a mystery. The Prabhupada said that by chanting his names, immediately one develops all good qualities. And Prabhupada used to quote that verse, Yashyasti bhaktir bhagavatya kinshana savai ganaistatra samasate sura harava bhakta sikato mahagana manorate nasati davato bihi. That all the good qualities of the demigods, they automatically become manifest in the heart of a person who is engaged in devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. On the other hand, a non-devotee, he will not have any good qualities. So all the good qualities will automatically become manifest for one who comes in contact with the holy name of the Lord and bestows its superior happiness. Well, anandam amburi vardhanam. Cheto dharpana majanam bhava maha devaginava. Shreya karava chandrika itaruna. Vidyavaru jivanam. We forgot. Vidyavaru jivanam. Vidya means all education, and vadu means wife. Jivanam means life. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that in the heart of the devotee who chants the holy name of the Lord, then Bhakti Devi, who is the wife of Krishna, she appears within the heart along with her two sons, knowledge and detachment. So Bhakti Devi appears within the heart, who is the wife of the Lord, and two sons, knowledge. What is that verse? In the Bhagavatam, that Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janaya Yasu Vairagyam Gyananchayada Aitukam. By rendering devotional service to the Supreme Lord, one automatically acquires knowledge and detachment from this world. So, Vidyavaru Jivanam, life of transcendental knowledge. So this also manifests simply by chanting, that knowledge and detachment will appear within one's heart. Anandam amburi vardhanam. Ananda, we all know what this means. Ananda means ever increasing bliss, and amburi means ocean, and vardhanam means increases. Huh? Increases the ocean. Just as we said, anything which is auspicious bestows a superior form of happiness. So in the same way, chanting the holy name of the Lord, it increases the ocean of transcendental bliss. All right. That ocean is increased more and more. The example is given, it's just as a person who's engaged in devotional service, then all transcendental life arises simply by his chanting of the holy name of the Lord. And it's described that just in the same way, just as a big tree will manifest from a small seed, in the same way a whole ocean of bliss will manifest by coming in contact with devotional service. It's there. It's waiting to reveal itself, that ocean of bliss within our hearts. But until we can remove the covering, it will not fully manifest. It will take time. First it will come in the form of a glimpse, a slight glimpse. And then it's called abhasa rupa. Abhasa rupa means it's just a slight, small glimpse will manifest. But then gradually it becomes more and more steady, appears within the heart. And gradually this whole ocean of bliss will manifest by chanting the holy name of Lord. So vidyavaru jivanam ananda buri vardhana prati patam padam purnama to purnamrita asvadanam. Pratipadam means that every step, purna amrita, purna is full of amrita, nectar, asvadanam, one can taste. There is some taste. Just like Rupa Goswami describes in his Upadashamrita, he says that the holy name, form, pastimes, and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they are all naturally sweet, just like sugarcane. But for one who has been afflicted by the jaundice of avidya, he cannot taste anything sweet. But it is very wonderful that simply by carefully chanting these sweet names every day, then what happens? Huh? A gradual relish awakens within the tongue, and the disease, that avidya, that jaundice, becomes destroyed at the root. By carefully chanting. Carefully chanting every day means that very attentively we chant the holy name, very carefully meditating on the true glory of the holy name. This is not an ordinary name. This is Nama Chintamani Krishna. This is non-different. This is a transcendental touchstone. Bestows all spiritual benedictions. That is the nature of the holy name of the Lord. So at every step, from the very beginning all the way to the end, at every step one can begin to taste purna amrita asvadanam, taste nectar. Sarvatmasnapanam. Sarva atmasnapanam. Sarva means everyone, and atmasnapanam means taking a the Atma, the snapanam, the taking a bath of the Atma, of the soul. It's like a cooling, refreshing bath. Like in the heat of the summer, when one wants to take, get relief from the heat of the summer, he takes a very nice cool bath. So in the same way, everyone is experiencing the blazing heat of materialistic life, burning up on the fire of material existence, right? Being burnt up by his lust. Kama esha kroda esha rajaguna samudvava, as Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita. It is lust only, Arjuna, which is born of contact with the mode of passion, later transformed into wrath. It's the all-devouring sinful enemy of this world. But chanting the holy name of the Lord, what happens? Atma. Everyone. Sarva Atma Snapanam. Everyone can take this experience, the cooling effects of coming in contact with the holy name of the Lord. Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtan. Param means transcendental. Vijayate. Let there be all glories for the Shri Krishna Sankirtan. Congregational chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Such is the great benediction which Lord Chaitanya has come to give us. Lord, that is his mission. He's come to give us the transcendental holy name of the Lord, the transcendental association. Kali Kali Nama Rupa Krishna Avatar Nama Hoite Hoisava Jagat Nistara. Right? In the age of Kali, how does the Lord appear? Kali Kali Nama Rupa, in the form of his holy name, Krishna Avatar. Nama Hoitai Hoisava Jagat Nistara. Anyone who associates with the holy name of Krishna, it's as good as associating with Krishna directly. Directly with Krishna. Certainly he becomes delivered. Such is our Shreya. Such is our good fortune in this age of Kali. This age of Kali is so auspicious that it is glorified. In this age of Kali, it is glorified because in this age, the Lord is so kindly, so mercifully given the means by which one can achieve all perfection by the most simple and sublime process, simply by chanting these sweet names of Krishna every day. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Our life can become perfect. That is the benediction in this age of Kali. Kalea dosha nidhe rajan hastihiko mahadgana kirtanareva krishnasya mukta sangam param vajet. The age of Kali is compared to be like an ocean, dosha nidhe, an ocean of all bad qualities. But there is one good quality. Simply by kirtan, simply by chanting the holy names of the Lord, one can achieve all perfection of life. So we are very fortunate to have the opportunity to be in the association of such wonderful Vaishnavas who are always increasing our attraction for this chanting of the holy name of the Lord. The more our attraction for chanting the holy name of the Lord increases, then simultaneously the more this blazing fire of material existence will be removed from our lives. And we'll begin to experience this bliss that is found in the sankirtan of the Lord's holy names. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.